And we're back, and I'm joined by Oliver, our Senior Program Manager for Azure IoT, to talk about deploying and managing IoT for the ops perspective. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, you know, IDC estimates that in 2025, we're going to have 80 billion connected things, and we're going to have 180 zettabytes of data related to these things. So what is IoT's role in all this?
Well, not a small role. So when we talk about IoT, IT pro in particular are scared about connecting these devices to the network, right? We hear about all these stories of attacks and so on. So the role of IT pros will be all the way from provisioning devices, maintaining and managing these devices, to hosting and managing the services that are in the back that are collecting the data, the zettabytes of data that you were talking about, right? So understanding exactly where the data is going to go and so forth. But then also connecting these IoT solutions and applications to line of business applications, so bridging various worlds, and that's going to be IT pros' work, right? And when you actually take an IoT solution, we are simplifying it by explaining we have the things on one side, we have the insights you extract from the data, and then you have that action set of things connecting to third parties, right? And at every stage, you're going to have work to be done in terms of security, in terms of management, in terms of scalability. On the things side of things, right, you're going to have support with SDKs and other things on the devices. Devices might run an OS, might not run an OS. So you will benefit from a bunch of tools that we provide within Azure to help you manage these devices remotely from the cloud. On the inside side of things, on the cloud side of things, we provide PaaS services, right? And these PaaS services allow you to benefit from all the goodness of Azure, infinite resources, infinite storage, and so forth. And then you have the bridge into the line of business application, whether Microsoft with Dynamics or other ones, right? And all that is provided, once again, you know, thanks to the infrastructure that already exists. To simplify all of that further, what we're doing as well is we provide what we call solutions. So these are PaaS solutions, PaaS-based solutions that you can deploy with a click, and you have specific scenarios that are implemented with these ones to make your life easier, right? So once again, IT pros here will benefit from ARM templates. They can deploy or redeploy and make that solution also customized for their customers. Last but not least, we have also a SaaS approach. We have a SaaS offering called Azure IoT Central, and that one is even simpler for IT pros. You see, I'm going from the most scary part, the devices, to the less scary part, which is SaaS, where we have the multi-tenancy dealt with, the scalability dealt with, as in all the SaaS application. And IoT Central, by the way, is generally available here at Ignite. That's one of the announcements we're making.
Yes, it was announced at Ignite.
Yeah.
Now, with all these opportunities that are coming with IoT, there's also a plethora of stories in terms of risk and hacking that's occurring. You know, what are we doing? You know, what tools are available? What resources are available to empower IT pros to safeguard against this?
Totally. So let's go back to this notion of things, insights, and action, right? On the things side of things, there's various things that we're doing. I think that's the most scary part of all, right? We hear all the stories about these devices. We were talking just before that, all the anecdotes of these devices have been hacked and compromised a full infrastructure or system, or actually incurred like tons of money in terms of damages or whatever. So on the device side of things, what we do is we implement and recommend good practices, right? And these are around principles around devices securities. A perfect example of that is Azure Sphere, a product that is available now and that consists in three main pillars. The first one is a secure silicon. We want the root of trust to be all the way down to the silicon, to the hardware, something that cannot be tampered with or compromised. On top of that, we have an OS. That OS needs to be maintained, needs to be updated, because hackers always find new ways to attack a device or an infrastructure. And so Microsoft developed a specific OS based on the Linux kernel for the Azure Sphere infrastructure, for the Azure Sphere devices. Last but not least, there is an Azure Secure Service that is part of the Azure Sphere offer that will maintain that OS on devices. And we will license that model to OEMs. We will be able to provide these Azure Sphere ultra-secure devices with the security managed by Microsoft and pushed to the devices by Microsoft. But beyond that, we also recommend for those who don't want to go or don't have a use for Azure Sphere and all the infrastructure for security that goes with it, we recommend the use of hardware secure storage on devices like TPMs and DICE and others, and we enforce encryption for the connectivity to the cloud using SSL. So that's what's happening on the devices side of things in terms of what's running in the code. Then comes the management of these devices. Azure IoT Hub is a PaaS service that will allow to connect these devices, but also to manage them, to keep them updated, to monitor the health of these devices. And it comes with a provisioning service that will allow to implement scenarios where you want to provision devices at scale with things like zero-touch provisioning just after getting a device out of the box. We'll go into details into many sessions that we have, but that's what we have down there. When it comes to the insights and the cloud services, it's Azure. It's PaaS services or a SaaS solution. So we benefit from all of that. And we push the envelope a bit more. And you know about the Azure Security Service. And Azure IoT Hub, which is a core of the IoT services, will be integrated very soon with the Azure Secure Service, meaning that if you're using that to manage your infrastructure, your SaaS application, and so forth, you'll be able to manage your IoT infrastructure, IoT devices in the tool that you're familiar with.
So with that, we know it's secure, right? We have the tools to manage.
Yep.
And here at Ignite, you know, you've seen it. There's a great deal of interest from IT professionals in terms of how do I now, you know, work with IoT?
Yep.
And how do I bridge the gap between IT pros and operations with that? So what tools have we announced here at Ignite about that?
Yeah, there's a big one. And as we were saying, things are going now beyond the IoT scenario. Devices are great for the data they produce. You can use that data to do smart things with it, right? But take the smart building scenario. The sensors of devices are not enough to make the building smart,
right?
Because there is an environment. There is people, and then there is the building itself. There is the space where you are in. And all of these can eventually also come with tons of metadata. For your employees, you have the ID, you have their roles, you have their permissions. For a space, you have all the equipment around you, all the lighting, everything that is in a room, in a building, and so forth. So what we announced is something called Azure Digital Twins, which consists of offering a platform, a PaaS platform, for modeling such environments, all the way from devices to people to spaces, to allow not only developers to have a way to simulate or to predict how an environment will behave, but also for people operating these smart spaces and others to operate them against a model that will be managed by our platform. People who are in the building construction or people who are in the building management are not the same ones. They work together, but they also are not in the business of creating these kind of platforms. And today they have to if they want to make a smart building.
Right.
So what we're coming with is an offer for them to not have to create that plumbing and to give it to them. And that comes on top of the IoT solutions, plus the solutions that we have to manage people like AAD and others, plus what happens in the world of business and the various verticals.
So with all these announcements and all the tools being released, where does one now go and get the resources to upskill and to learn about how to actually use
So next them step all? Is IoT show.
Right.
We have an IoT show on Channel 9. We're on Channel 9, so you guys are not far-fetched to go check the IoT show. The other thing is IoT School.
Right.
We have a website, aka.ms/IoT School, which will allow you to learn in an organized way with learning paths and so on about IoT. Then you have all the replays of the sessions at Ignite and other events that we're doing. So all of that as a starting point.
And could you quickly go through the IoT Central piece that was announced here?
Oh yeah, so we had an announcement about the general availability of IoT Central, which is a SaaS offering. So that's something that comes as a click to deploy and offers dashboarding, modeling of devices, connectivity through the device provisioning service of devices. Think of it as the ultimate IoT app that you don't have to code. You configure the UI, the dashboards, you configure the model of devices directly in the UI. Small interruption,
uh-oh,
that's live.
No, that's all good. So that's awesome. And you know, thank you very much for sharing the information, how IT pros can get started in IoT.
Yep.
I know a lot of people have been asking about that. It's awesome that all these resources exist. Stay tuned, because next up we have Christina and Rick coming back on stage to talk to Mark Rosinovich.
Cool.
You don't want to miss that.